with your calling manager, Mark Yates. Well, Mark, your final test, if you like, your final workout before the big kickoff. What's your thoughts?
It wasn't pretty. It wasn't what I wanted to see. But I'd rather it happen today than next Saturday, you know. So hopefully the players react in a positive way. They know it, you know. They know. It's just talking to them there that things weren't how we wanted to be. We started the game quite brightly for 10 minutes, and then once we missed the third chance that we had, third or fourth chance that we had, it just didn't go and dominate the game and just let things happen against us. Like I said, they're a good side and got some good players, and we've got to credit them today for a really good performance.
Probably came in today thinking you had an idea maybe what your starting 11 will be next week. Has that given you some food for thought?
Massively. Because you know the ones, I said at half time, it's almost as if the ones who are playing were almost thinking, well, I've got my shirt for next week. Well, it was never that. And it's certainly now given me some thoughts ahead of the kick-off next week.
Does that include bringing any new players in? Has that given you thought to bring a new player in?
Bring a left back in, and that search will continue as long as I, you know, as quickly as I can. Brian sat there and played the other night, played the last couple of games. He's obviously not going to be fit for next week, so we'll just see what comes over the next few days. There's calls in all the time. It's just waiting for something that we can do.
What's the situation with Isaac McLeod? Because obviously he's here today. I know he's sort of not been involved, but
told me he was here at 1:30.
And his situation generally, I mean, is the other clubs interested in him? Have you had any offers?
We've had an offer, yeah, but it doesn't match our valuation. I'm sure Isaac. No, I know Isaac doesn't want to be at the football club, so that's all I want to say on the matter.
Presumably, a player that doesn't want to be here, you'll want out as soon as you can.
Well, not necessarily. If someone pays us what we think he's worth, then he'll go. If not, he'll be in the stand all season. So we'll see where we go with it. He made it abundantly clear to me that he doesn't want to be at the football club and he doesn't want us to stand in his way. I don't want people like that. So if he wants to have a season doing nothing, then that's fine by me.
I say it all kicks off next week at Oxford. Obviously, preparations will begin during the week. And what's your thoughts on the game? I guess you'd like to be at home, but of course you've got to play everyone over the course of the season, haven't you?
Yeah, it's not a problem. I think we've got a massively tough start. It's incredibly tough. Just looking at the first five games and Peterborough in the cup, I don't think we could have asked for anything tougher. I think we've got probably four of the top six biggest spending clubs in the league. Wickham, who made the playoff final and lost out, you know, almost the last kick of the season. We got a really tough start. We need to be a damn sight better than we were today, but I've every confidence that we will be. Pre-season's been good. I've learnt a lot in a short space of time. The players are starting to understand what me and Jimmy wanted, even though that wasn't, as I say, evident very much out there today.
What do you know about Oxford? Obviously, you know a lot of all the clubs in the division. What do you know about Oxford?
You know, Michael came out in the press, I think, the other day and said, well, we don't need to be sending anyone to watch him because he's kept a pretty settled side all pre-season. So, listen, they're a really good side, really good squad. They've brought some really big players for this division for me, and they've got some real dangers. But, as I said, we need to be better than we were against Whitehawk, but I'm confident that we can go there and get something out of the game.
As I said, you kind of know the league well yourself. You are, but it's not many better prepared people than yourselves to know this division.
Yeah, of course, but it doesn't mean anything. It just means we got a chance of being organised. You know, our preparation's been good up to today. I can't fault the lads for anything, the effort they've given me. Today, we weren't at it, and I have to decide where we're going to go on the back of that. But nothing will change our plans, just on the back of one poor performance. And I say we'll prepare properly for what is a tough start.
And lastly, you mentioned that tough start. I mean, do you sort of set yourself a points target, you know, maybe a realistic one for those first four or five games?
No. Listen, it doesn't matter if you play someone at the top of the league or someone with the smallest budget at the bottom of the league, who maybe should be at the bottom of the league. Every game is winnable. You've got to focus on that game, and there's no point in setting targets. There's no point at all. You know, you'll pick up points when you don't expect to. You won't get points when you're playing someone at home and everyone thinks you should be winning. So each game as it comes, we're playing for 46 wins at the minute, and that's exactly what our target will be. I'm pretty sure we won't get 46 wins, but you know, we'll set out to try and win and try and get something out of every game.
Thanks, Tom. Best luck next Saturday.
Thank you.